Good morning, or good afternoon, or maybe good evening. Buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches. No sé cuándo ustedes están escuchando a ese. I don't know when you're listening to this. But you are listening to this, and that's the best thing. That's cool, because that means part of the technology is working for you. Also, you're going to find that there are several videos that you're going to watch also, so you're going to want to get that to work, too. My name is Frank Pagliano, and I am your instructor for this class, Business 121 Financial Planning and Money Management. We are so proud, all of us at Southwestern, so happy, and so grateful and honored that you are taking this class with us. And we are going to do our best to make this the best class you've ever taken. All right, I know it's a little over the top, but it's sincere. And so stick with us, because we are going to cover the entire spectrum of personal financial planning. From the beginning, when we learn about setting goals and how to become very wealthy in the United States. States of America, and all the way to estate planning and retirement planning, the final chapter of life. So let's read together the syllabus. Now, there's an introduction to myself somewhere else. You'll learn more about me, and I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself too, but this is the commentary for the syllabus. So we're hopefully on the same page, and you're reading the short form, the syllabus that's the short form. Our distance education coordinator wanted us to create a long form of the syllabus, and I thought, okay, I'm doing what I'm told to do, but you know, it's hard enough to get people to read one page, not six or eight pages, but you see some people with eight-page syllabi, but I like saying syllabus. I mean, who reads this stuff? So we're going to try to make it short and sweet. You can look at the long form if you are so inclined, but it has basically the same information. Course description and objective. Introduction to financial planning and money management. Our emphasis is placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. Yes, dear students, everything you learn in this class is practical and maybe not applicable to you at this time, especially if you're younger, but eventually, assuming you live long enough, you will have to you will deal with most all the issues that we discuss in this class. I mean, seriously, folks, what's the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life? Money, right? And are you going to be solving quadratic equations 5, 10, 15 years from now? Maybe, you know, if you go on to an engineering or some other scientific degree. But most people, no. Look, I have a math degree. My undergraduate degree is mathematics. And I've done very little math. A lot of arithmetic, but very little math. Which, math is when all the numbers disappear and you replace them with funny-looking symbols that don't mean anything to anybody. Are you going to be discussing the influence of 19th century French Impressionism upon 20th century up art? No, unless you're trying to score with that art student at the party. No, you're going to be dealing with money for the rest of your life. And this class was going to put you on the right track, in my humble opinion. The course content includes goal setting, financial statements, budgeting and resource allocation, tax strategies, everybody's favorite subject to hate, banking, checking accounts, savings accounts, cash and debt management, credit cards, purchasing strategies, cars, homes, other consumer items, insurance planning and risk management, insurance, the necessary evil, auto, home, life, health, disability, investing fundamentals, my favorite part of the semester, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, maybe a little bit of real estate and other investment alternatives. And then for the end, we discuss retirement and estate planning, which is a fancy way of saying preparing for your death. So there it is, folks. There are the major topics that we're going to discuss over the next 4 months, right? 16 weeks, yeah. Now, our course materials include the focus on personal finance, which is a decent book, but it's not worth $280, folks. I let you use any edition that you can find online. There are links at the bottom of the class website, which I will direct you to in another part of our discussion here. Plus, there are a couple on reserve in the library. And the reality, folks, is this is college, so we are expected to have a rigorous textbook. And that means something that's jammed down our throats by one of the book publishers, and they charge $200-$300 for it, or more. And folks, I wouldn't pay $25-$30 for this book. It's a decent book, but it's not that great. Plus, please, hint, take a look at some of the comments on RateMyProfessors, hint.com, hint, nudge, wink. And you will see that many students discuss the situation thusly. I didn't need the book. All the material on the class website, all the material in Canvas is plenty. Discusses the situation, the issues, the concepts, the techniques, the skills sufficiently. So I'm not allowed to say that, and hopefully nobody in the administration is listening to this commentary. I doubt if they are, but you don't need the book. Shh, don't tell the administration, okay? Now, attendance and lateness. This is a problem with online classes, folks. You must have self-discipline. The instructors are always yelling and screaming self-discipline, and the students are saying, but I want connectivity. I want to feel like as if I'm part of the class. And so we as instructors have to deal with that issue. We have to do more to make you feel comfortable, make you feel part of the class, that you're not alone in the sea in this little lifeboat. But at the same time, we want you to realize that we can't do it without you. You have to sit down, hopefully every day, and work and study and read the presentations, listen to the audio lectures, watch the audio lectures, submit the assignments, take the exams, excuse me, and it is so easy to simply allow the class to go on without you and rethink, oh yeah, I got plenty of time, I'll do it all on Saturday, and then of course something else comes up. Every day, the important thing is to look through your notes, do the assignments, listen to the presentations. We make it very easy. You can download the presentations to your mobile devices or a CD if you want, and listen to them while you're commuting or exercising or walking the dog or whatever. So we help you. We do our best to help you with time management, but it is up to you. So you procrastinators, I'd love to see you in the online, in the face-to-face class. That would be great, but online is certainly very popular with the students. The online classes are growing exponentially, where the face-to-face classes are not, and the online classes fill up very quickly, as we've seen. Okay, let's take a look at grading. Do you want to get an A? You can. You really can if you spend a little bit of time. Muy buenos días. Muy buenos días.
¿Todo bien?
Oh, sí, todo está bien.
Se levanta usted muy temprano.
Sí, estoy. Perdón. Okay, wait. Okay. Oh, excuse me for the interruption. I'm actually sitting in the lobby of Playa Los Arcos, which is a fabulous hotel here in Puerto Vallarta. And I'm getting ready to come back to reality soon and teach you guys. I love this place. Anyway, where was he? We were discussing grading. And grading is done via the exams, the homework assignments, the class participation through the discussion forums. You can get an A in this class, really, folks. It's fairly straightforward information. Some of it's tedious, but it's not rocket science. And sometimes I get teased. Excuse me. I get teased by other professors, other instructors. Oh, you're just teaching people common sense. And I say, oh, yeah? Do you know what the limits of your automobile liability policy are? And they go, what? I have full coverage. And I say, uh-huh, right, sure you do. They don't understand insurance, which they're in the majority. Most people don't understand their automobile liability limits. But you will. You will. Wait, chapter 8, okay? So please study every day, work hard, and I hope you all get A's. In fact, I don't make this deal with every class, but if you all get A's for the next 10 years, assuming I live that long, when I introduce myself to somebody, I'll say, hi, my name is Frank Pagano, and you know what? My Business 121 Fall 2018 Financial Planning and Money Management online class all got A's. Is that a deal? All right. I don't make that with every class. Okay. Now, time requirements. As we already said, we expect you to work about an hour, half an hour, please. It's supposed to be every one college unit, there's supposed to be 3 hours set aside for learning. So it's three units. That's 9 hours a week. I figure most people can do it with about seven or so. That's why I try to get people to do 1 hour a day. Some people are going to take more, and some people will take less. So everyone's different. But read the comments on Rate My Professors, and you'll hear how some people say, you know, I really kind of slacked off, but I was able to pull a C or whatever. It turned out it was more time than I thought it was, but most people say, no, it was less time than I thought it was going to take. So the concepts, the skills, the techniques are very powerful, fairly straightforward, but I can't just open up your brain and pour in, okay? It doesn't work that way. Now, the accommodations. You know the drill. If you need special accommodations, contact me. Contact DSS as soon as possible. All the presentations are closed captioned via a service called 3C Media Solutions, and they do ADA compliant closed captioning. YouTube throws in their own closed captioning, but it's not ADA compliant, and it's not bad, but it's not like 3C Media Solutions, which they do a great job. Thankfully, we have them. Thank them very much. Now, the Academic Success Center, for those of you who maybe, you know, haven't been in class for a long time, or when you were, you necessarily didn't have the best study skills, as in, I never studied Piano, what are you talking about? There is a phenomenal resource on campus called the Academic Success Center. You know, we used to call it the Tutorial Center, but you can't call it that anymore. It's got to sound more important than tutoring. But it's a phenomenal resource, folks. The people who run it are awesome. And the most important thing that you'll find there are fellow students who are motivated. And that motivation is contagious. And we want you to have that motivation. And who knows, you might wind up being a tutor there and meeting friends and helping other students. So please check it out. And notice that there are online resources, online learning centers that are there to help you for those of you who can't make it to the campus. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Notice on this syllabus are my office hours. If you can't come to the main campus on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we can make an appointment at your convenience. Also, we have a virtual office hour, Tuesdays and Thursday nights. But again, it's very flexible. It's not those times don't work for you, contact me. We have a system that's very similar to Skype, except it's more powerful. And you have to download a program called Zoom and install it on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, or your smartphone. But then once you've done that, it's a very simple process. You just point to that meeting room, and that's my meeting room right there, if you're looking at it, 212-931-8552. And boom, you'll see me, assuming I'm there. If I'm not there, you won't see me, but you'll see an empty meeting room. And up to 50 people, I've never had that many, but up to 50 people supposedly can be on the meeting room at one time. So it's very powerful. But most people will get in touch with me via email. I give you my home phone number. Please don't call it later in the evening because we go quiet then. But I'm up early in the morning, so no problem. Call early, it's not a big deal. Now, you'll see my homepage on the syllabus if you're reading along, and you'll also see the class website. I'll discuss Wonder Professor later on as you walk through Canvas, but suffice to say, I wanted to find something that the students could not forget because they can't spell my last name, and that's the college used to give us a website with our last name and the tilde character, and nobody could find it. So I wanted to find something that you couldn't forget. Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Okay, my website's Wonder Professor. And then you'll in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a link to our class. But there's the link right there to our 121 class for fall 2018. Now, that page is chock full of it. Oh, by the way, the student learning outcomes, you don't have to read those. Those are for somebody up in Sacramento that is as far away from the students as they should be and trying to make us do things that they think are going to make the class better, which have nothing to do absolutely at all with how we do run our class. But anyway, that's a gratuitous slam at people who push papers up in Sacramento. Now, that page is exciting and interesting and puts you all to sleep, and you'll put it in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. But the next page is very cool. That's the course schedule, folks. And we normally follow this schedule fairly closely, and I might get a little bit behind. Doubtful we'll ever get ahead. We don't want to lose people. But if you are so inclined, if you want to run ahead, usually the material will be on the class website before it's on Canvas, so check the class website. And feel free to contact me and say, you know, what am I doing? I'm 2 weeks ahead of the class. What do I do? I need some help here. No problem. I am very happy. We are very happy to help those who want to move ahead on their own. Okay? But if you get behind, please, students, don't throw the computer out the window. Don't kick your dog. Don't go screaming into the night and throw yourself off the Bay Bridge. Contact me. We're here to help you. We want to help you. We want you to succeed. We want you to be prosperous in this crazy, scary, beautiful, joyful, absurd adventure that we call life. And my goal, we're going to discuss goal setting in the first chapter, is to make this class the best class you've ever taken and a class that 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now you look back on and remember and say, you know what, this class actually helped me. Because, you know, I went to school a million years ago, college a million years ago, and then again half a million years ago. And some of the classes were actually very useful. But a lot of them, I don't even remember which ones I took. And so we want this class. I know it's a tall order, it's a little bit over the top, but it is very sincere. We want this class to really help you in this journey that we call life. Okay? Ready to get started? Oh, we are so grateful, so thankful for you to be in our class, folks. Let's get started on Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Fall 2008. And by the time you hear this, I'm probably back in San Diego. Oh well, could be worse. Could be in Saskatchewan. You meet a lot of Canadians down here in Puerto Vallarta. See ya!